Welcome to Town Square Media's Jersey Shore Journal with Vin Ebenu. This is a weekly public affairs program designed to keep you informed about important issues affecting Monmouth and Ocean counties. Now here's Vin Ebenu with this week's Jersey Shore Journal.
And a good evening to you. I hope that you've all had a great weekend, and I thank you for joining me tonight to discuss the Jersey Shore. On the show tonight, you'll hear from Harvey Cedars Police Chief Robert Burnaford discussing summer fun and safety, and then from Dr. Stacy Dumas, a child psychiatrist at Jersey Shore University Medical Center, on things that you could do with the kids this summer and help them organize different events and activities and just to have fun and learn something this summer as well. I've said it before, I'll say you can have fun, be safe, be responsible, and be respectful all at the same time. Those four things are the keys to a successful summer here at the Jersey Shore. Listen, we want you to have fun. We want you to have a good time here in Ocean and Monmouth counties this summer. Whatever you're doing, you're going to the beach, you're going into the water, you're going to the boardwalk, you're going to a concert, different event, different restaurant, whatever. We want you to have a good time and have fun, but we want everybody to have a good time and have fun. And we hope that you want that for everybody as well. We could have fun, we could have a good time, but it's important to be respectful of everybody you come across. Be kind, be safe, be responsible with everything you're doing. Just take the time to think, to plan. Listen, everybody wants to come to our beaches and our boardwalks and our restaurants and our concert venues and different places to play games and go to games. So let's treat everybody like they're your family, like they're your friend, and just wish the best for everybody. Be kind, be respectful, be safe. Harvey Cedars Police Chief Robert Burnaford joined me and Dave Crossan this morning on Short Time of Vin and Dave on 94.3 The Point to discuss all that and much more, that you can have a lot of fun, in this case in Harvey Cedars, but also be responsible and be respectful as well. Chief, welcome back onto the show.
Yeah, thank you guys so much.
Thank you. And just to go back to that point,
you can have fun and be safe at the same
time.
Right. So I think we'll kind of talk a little bit about that this morning.
We love having that part of the conversation. Talked about that with Chief Jermaine over there in Barnegat and everything. I feel like it's just part of our slogan here on Short Time.
That's right. Have fun, but be safe.
Yep. You want to add on sort of an addition to that, be responsible as well.
Exactly. Great point. Great point.
So summer, weather's here, school's out, you know, lots of people going to the beach this summer, the boardwalk, different concerts or outdoor events, maybe some stuff indoors when the weather's not really that great. But to start off on that positive note, Chief, what's it like having summer back in Harvey Cedars with everybody, you know, riding around town in their cars and their bikes, just kind of being present in the moment?
Yeah, I got to tell you, personally, I'm a summer person.
There we go.
Right?
Me too.
I love the beach, love the ocean. You know, I grew up doing my summers in Harvey Cedars. So that's, you know, to me, this is what it's all about. And I can honestly say that everybody on LBI, this is what we kind of live for.
Yeah.
Right. You know, that off season and that it gets a little dreary. The population dwindles a lot. So, you know, now that the summertime is officially here, we're all very excited.
And with the summer, certainly, you know, more people out there, more people checking out what's going on across LBI and Harvey Cedars, whether it's a beach, a boardwalk, a concert, some sort of outdoor event and everything. But people love to exercise, too. I mean, Dave loves riding his bike. But in the summertime, more people around. And I believe on some of the roadways in Harvey Cedars and across LBI, the speed limit goes down a little bit in the summertime because there's more foot traffic and vehicle traffic. So what are some of the, I guess, the rule changes or some things that you need people to know, whether they're riding a bike or driving a car this summer?
Yeah, sure. So typically in the shore communities, the speed limits do come down and the traffic lights do turn on. So it's a big difference, you know, particularly for the local people. And then, you know, going from the off season to in season, the influx in people is traumatic. And so it's one thing, you just have to, number one, just be alert, right? Now, in Harvey Cedars and on Long Beach Island, you know, when people come down in the summertime, usually in the mornings, people like to get their exercise in, get their biking in, they're walking, they're running.
Yeah.
So the boulevard is very, very busy. And in Harvey Cedars, the shoulders are very narrow. So we spend a lot of time and a lot of effort to keep people safe, whether for the pedestrians and the bicyclists and the vehicular traffic. So that's something that we really focus on. But the first thing, is, whether you're on a bike, whether you're walking or whether you're driving, is just to be alert.
Now, Chief, I mean, I feel like I've noticed some of this, you know, just riding around here and there, just in terms of bike safety here for a second, you know, not just teenagers, not just kids, I mean, some adults as well, just not wearing bike helmets or taking those proper safety precautions. And maybe you get from point A to point B, you're fine, you're good to go, no issues. But I feel like it's something that's a concern for drivers going to your bike, too, or like, they're not watching where they're going. They're trying to do different tricks with the bikes on the side of the road or driving in the road. What are some of the concerns that you have with bike safety, with either, you know, people not wearing helmets or just not paying attention to their surroundings?
Yeah, so I think, you know, some people concentrate on the law a lot where, you know, children under the age of 17 have to wear a helmet. But just because you don't have to wear a helmet doesn't mean that you shouldn't. Right. You know, particularly if you're one that thinks you can do these different tricks and whatnot, you know, there's a time and place for anything. So perhaps if your community has a skate park or some venue where you can, you know, perform those acts, then that's great. That's probably where you should do that. Particularly on Long Beach Boulevard, you shouldn't. Right. There's just not enough room to perform those activities safely. And also, too, you know, quite new for all of us in the state of New Jersey is the safe passage passing law. Right. So that kind of helps the pedestrians and the bicyclists. Right. So if you're in a vehicle, you're driving down the road and it's a two lane road going the same direction and you have a pedestrian or a bicyclist in the shoulder, you have to make an attempt to go to the other lane. And then if it's not feasible at that moment or there's not another lane to move and you got to try to give a 4-foot gap in between you and the pedestrian or bicyclist. And if that's not possible, then you slow down. So it's kind of I use the term a two-way street, where yes, the driver of a vehicle has to be alert, but also too, same goes with the pedestrian and the bicyclist. You just have to know your surroundings, right? Know where you should be acting and performing stunts and riding, you know, in different ways or just trying to ride in, you know, in an exercise format.
And I know this has been, you know, brought up, not just Harvey Cedars. I know a lot of the towns in LBI have been really working on this for years now in terms of bike safety and pedestrian safety and vehicle safety all at the same time with just making sure that everybody knows what's going on, they're aware of their surroundings, who else is on the road, you know, making sure you're checking your mirrors to see who's out there trying to anticipate what could happen next and just to make sure that everybody's safe and can, you know, just get from A to B, for example, without having to worry about okay, if I turn this corner, is it going to be too busy? You know, do I have to worry about being hit or anything like that? With just paying attention to traffic signs and, you know, busy signals and stuff like that. So, I mean, I think, you know, credit to you and your department and everybody else on LBI for just trying to hit home on this message annually to make sure that people are aware of what's going on.
Yeah, we really do. We really focus in on the distracted driving, right?
Yeah.
There's different grants that are eligible, available out there. And also, too, we really start, you know, at a young age. We have a Safe Kid Award program where we partner with businesses in Harvey Cedars, and I believe other towns do this, where we hand, so if we see a young child on a bicycle wearing their helmet, we give them a little pamphlet.
I like that. Nice. That's cool.
It's a free ice cream.
There you go.
They can go, and it's just a nice reward for wearing your helmet. So, and again, we try to start at a young age also. So obviously we focus on the adults and try to, you know, educate and make positive campaigns that way, but we really enjoy it. It's important to start at the younger age groups and give them a reward. I mean, who as a kid doesn't want to go out for ice cream or anything, for sure?
I do.
Right?
Yeah. Oh, I always do, yeah.
Exactly. Absolutely. So it's been great, and it's a nice partnership with the businesses, too.
Oh, sure.
You know, it's a great thing for them, and it's a great thing for us, so we've had a lot of luck with that.
Some great ice cream shops there in Harvey Cedars, too.
There sure are. Sure are. It's great.
Chief, you know, one of the other things about summertime, and it's not just with the 4th of July coming up in a couple weeks, but throughout the course of a summer, whatever, graduation parties, backyard barbecues, family get-togethers, friends getting together, random Tuesday nights, whatever. People like to shoot off fireworks. I know different towns, not just on 4th of July itself, but different municipalities across the shore do different fireworks nights, either you know, once a week or, you know, every once in a while or following a concert, following a ball game, whatever. In any event, those are all professionally done fireworks. Mm-hmm. What are some of the concerns that you have when it comes to the homemade fireworks or fireworks being shut off at different homes or in areas where they shouldn't be or by people who don't have the experience needed or requirements to be able to, that they should be handling fireworks?
Yeah, sure. So, I mean, so again, we talked about earlier about having fun and being safe.
Yep.
Right. Well, let's leave the fireworks to the professionals.
Yeah.
Right. Because fireworks are very dangerous. Now, you know, people have to understand the difference between a legal firework and a non-legal
right.
firework.
Right. Yeah.
Right. So there's a huge difference. So mm-hmm. anything that goes in the air and explodes is not legal. Right. So, you know, try to keep it to the, you know, to the handheld sparklers and the ground right. and the ground of fireworks.
Yeah.
And also, too, we go back to the kids, you know, maybe, you know, teach your kids what is safe and what is not safe mm-hmm. And how to use the legal fireworks. But I mean, now, I mean, so many municipalities are having legal permitted fireworks displays, mm. which are great to go see.
Sure.
Right. So I always, yeah. you know, we always urge people just go to the shows.
Yeah.
You know, the towns, the businesses and the people who put these on spend a lot of money for these shows.
Right.
Right. So go. And they're typically free events. So, because it's just, you know, the 4th of July weekend that's coming up here pretty quickly, mm-hmm. Especially being on an ocean front, you know, people like to go to the beach to do that. So,
sure.
You know, we try to urge people to stick with the legal fireworks.
Yeah. And I mean, to one of your other points too, about the, you know, just about what it looks like. I feel like when you go to a professionally done show, it's not just that they know how to handle fireworks and know what they're doing. They also know how to put on a pretty good show,
right.
too.
That's right.
Which the different colors and which ones are going up and when. So,
the
I mean,
conclusion
all you gotta,
at the end.
Yeah, yeah right. the music and everything. All you got to do is look up into the sky and just enjoy the show.
Absolutely. No, that's a great thing.
Chief, when it comes to, you know, obviously a lot more people around the Jersey Shore in the summertime, but when it comes to anything to do with parking or noise ordinances and two different issues. I know in the summertime, what are some of the things you need people to know in Harvey Cedars when it comes to, I guess, not blocking somebody's driveway, not parking where you shouldn't be parking, and then part two to all that in terms of how late of a night you're having a party in your backyard.
Sure. No, absolutely. And, you know, the first thing that comes to my mind is just be courteous to your neighbors.
Sure. Yep.
Right? You know, don't, you know... Listen, the summertime, we like to have fun. You know, there are events that go on. People have weddings and graduation ceremonies.
Mm.
You know, just be courteous.
Sure.
Right? And, you know, with the parking is at a premium. You know, typically, you know, some of the homes, you know, in LBI and Harvey Cedars have gotten a little bit bigger over
right.
the last
right.
you know, 50 years or
yeah.
so. So bigger homes, more people,
right.
Right.
more cars. The streets haven't gotten any bigger. So parking is certainly at a premium. You know, and our officers don't like to go out there and just give tickets.
Yeah.
So,
right.
You know, if don't block somebody's driveway, right? So you just be courteous. And then obviously with the noise levels at night, you know, typically if it's a nice summer night, right, if the temperatures are kind of cool, people have their windows open. So you might want to take
it
inside,
that's a great
point. Right? Maybe go inside and have your party. And just turn the music down, but just
especially at a certain hour too. I feel like once you start crossing past 11 midnight, yeah. 1 a.m.
My mom said nothing good happens after midnight. So yeah,
is there a certain time that people really? I know we're talking 11, 12, 1 o'clock, whatever. If
right.
it is a party
yeah.
that people need to just like, is it 10? Is 11? What yeah. are your
so,
thoughts?
Yeah, so every town has their own ordinance,
right?
Mm-hmm. So you know, in Harvey Sears, we don't have a specific time.
Gotcha.
But, you know, so it's an officer discretion, right? So really when the officer gets there, he or she has to kind of survey the environment and see what's appropriate and what's not appropriate. And typically it's pretty easy to figure out if it's appropriate or not.
Yeah, not just the loudness of the music with, listen, it,
the
whatever
band should not be coming
whatever
on at
music,
11 o'clock.
That's
yeah.
right.
Where it's, okay,
that's right.
Got it.
Yeah. Time to go to bed.
Whatever
yeah.
you can like, whatever
right.
band music you want. But I feel like, especially if you're in a residential neighborhood,
right.
there are probably certain songs you shouldn't be blasting.
That's right.
With kids in the area.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Exactly right.
Chief, everybody loves going to the beach or boardwalk, whether they're going into the water to go swimming or just hanging out on the beach, getting a tan, or just reading a book. Having a nice, peaceful afternoon. But certainly with the fun also comes the safety and the responsibility as well. And it's something that we, you know, we got to touch on. I've talked to doctors about this and lifeguards, including our friend Randy Townsend over the years about this as well. Just, you know, first, knowing the colors of all the different flags. And I get, you know, some towns use blue flags for the designated area, red, dangerous, yellow, caution, green means you're go. And then, of course, the designated marks of the water with how, or like where it's marked out, how far you're actually allowed to go out and swim. The warnings that day, the rip currents, the wind. I mean, there's just so much that goes into a day at the beach, whether it's peaceful, nice day, or a day where, you know what, there's a storm that's coming or a storm that just passed and the waters are a little rough, whatever it is. What are some of the beach and water safety tips that you want to get out there to people in Harvey Cedars and certainly to anybody across the shore?
Yeah, so, you know, obviously growing up in Harvey Cedars in the summertime, you know, the beach and the ocean is my passion, right? So actually, Randy Townsend is our chief of our beach operations. Him and I started Lifeguard in 1998.
There you go. There you go.
So, so it's in my blood, right? So the first thing I will tell you is you always, always swim near a lifeguard. Right, you never want to swim on an unguarded beach.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you take your family to the beach, when you go to the beach, make sure you stop up and talk to the lifeguard. Ask him what the conditions are.
Sure,
good point.
You know, ask him, hey, you know, how come you have yellow flags and how come they're not green? Right, because every town, like you mentioned, has different flag systems. You know, Harvey Cedars, we don't have green flags because the ocean's not always 100% safe.
Right,
And the conditions can change based on wind and currents and in a heartbeat. So, you know, always, you know. Talk to the lifeguards, right? You know, now, you know, as chief, I do oversee the beach operations, and Randy does a fantastic job. Mm-hmm. We have 2 miles of beach, 12 stands. You know, we employ over 60 lifeguards. So we just had our first day last week of a full-time employment.
Okay.
And the one thing that Randy stresses to the entire group is kind of like we do in the policing with community policing. You know, the same goes with the lifeguards and the beach patrons, right? So we encourage people to come up and talk to the lifeguards. We want to have that relationship and that rapport. Be respectful to one another. Because the more communication that the lifeguard can have with the beach patron and the swimmers mm-hmm. alike, you know, the safer that'll be, right?
Yeah.
Because a dry lifeguard is a good lifeguard. So you always, you know, it's always kind of the motto that we try to keep. So really, just check on the lifeguard, check with the ocean conditions, always swim near a guard whenever possible.
I feel like it's that sort of like that teacher-student moment too, or, you know, you're in classroom, don't be afraid to ask a question. You're, whatever, at a doctor's office, ask a question. You're at a restaurant, you know, ask, you know, what's involved with the food or what's good to eat or something like that. I mean, I know it's, you know, different examples here, but I feel like there are people who are experts on, you know, public safety on the beach, on the water, you know, people like yourself, Chief, and like Randy as well, who know what water conditions are like, what they can be like, what they look like, how to, you know, get through them and everything. So I feel like sometimes people are just afraid to ask questions about what things are and they just assume that it's okay. But I think, you know, are those moments where you're not sure what the color of the flag means or what the beach water conditions are that day or what a sign means. I mean, that's what the lifeguards are there for. I mean, that's what a police officer is there for. You just go and ask. You know, they'll tell you.
that's exactly right. And really, depending on what beach you're on, those ocean conditions can change in a heartbeat.
Right.
So really, you know, it doesn't matter what beach you're on and where you are. Just talk to the lifeguard. That's why they're there.
Certainly, with whatever's going on in the beach and the water, I mean, don't be afraid to ask for help. Don't be afraid to ask for whatever's going on. Somebody will be able to tell you what you can and can't do and why, and certainly in a conversation manner, because end of the day, you know, they want you to be safe. We want you to be safe. You know, have a great time at the beach and in the water and everything, but, you know, just be safe for you, you know, and pass along those instructions to whoever you're with at the beach that day and so on.
Yeah, that's exactly it, because the lifeguards are there every day all summer long. You know, and whether it's in law enforcement or, you know, with the beach patrol, you know, weather plays a huge factor in our day-to-day operations. And, you know, so we go to the lifeguarding in the summertime, you know, what comes with that is thunderstorms. Mm. So every morning, you know, we assess the weather of that day. And if we kind of feel there might be a thunderstorm coming, you know, with the possibility of lightning, then we want to make sure that we're aware that we can relay that to the beach patron. Say, listen, you know, enjoy your day. It's gonna be a great day, but just, you know, we are, you know, expecting a thunderstorm at such and such an hour. So again, you know, whether it's the ocean conditions, you know, beach conditions or the weather conditions, just talk to your lifeguard.
Absolutely. Chief, what, you know, as we, you know, look at some of the other things going on this summer, what are some of the other safety tips that you want to get out there to residents or to people visiting Harvey Cedars this summer about things that they should be aware of as they're coming out and enjoying a day wherever it is in the borough or anywhere along LBI?
Yeah, so, I mean, we really touched on a lot of the major points of, you know, when you come down, just be safe, be alert, be vigilant, you know, follow the rules of the road, walk against traffic, bike with traffic, be safe while you're driving, take your time, there's no rush, right? You're at the beach.
Right.
Let's have some fun, right? And also, you know, and as we move in, you know, we're in hurricane season. There's already some tropical development down in the Caribbean.
That's true.
So we always, you know, we always plan for the worst and hope for the best. You know, whether it's a Superstorm Sandy event or a thunderstorm, just make sure you always have a plan. And you know, we have a lot of, you know, on LBI, a lot of renters that come down or people who aren't full time. So, you know, just know that plan ahead of time. So in the event that you get called upon to secure your property in one shape or another, you're prepared to do that. But, you know, typically, you know, wherever you're from, the rules are somewhat similar,
right?
Maybe a little different depending on what state you're from, but just use some common sense,
right?
You know, just be courteous. You know, there, you know, in Harvey Cedars, a lot of community events throughout the summer, whether we have a concert series, it's every Wednesday night starting July 12th.
There we go.
The fun stuff. I love the fun stuff.
We talked about the safety, now we're talking about the fun stuff.
Exactly.
But, you know, we have a concert series that starts July 12th, Wednesday night, 6:30 in Sunset Park. We usually have about 1,000 to 1,500 people.
Oh, wow.
So
nice
we have
turnout.
Yeah, we have a great turnout, so that's excellent. And then we have a kids' night that comes up later on in the year.
Nice.
Yeah, so that's a really fantastic thing. And then the police department will do coffee with the cop,
with
the police, a lot of community
like
events to try to interact with the community, which we enjoy to do every summer. So there's a lot going on in Harvey Cedars and on LBI. This is summertime, so we're gonna have fun and be safe.
Chief, as we close up the conversation here this morning, and you touched on it early in our conversation here, but what are some of the things that you enjoy about the summer in Harvey Cedars? Some, whether it's, you know, things for fun or, you know, different events, beach, whatever, different parts of the job, some things that you like doing with the department or the PBA over the course of the summer. What are some fun things to do that you like about Harvey Cedars in the summer?
Yeah, so, I mean, wintertime, our population is about 500. In the summertime, it's 10 to 12,000. So
slight increase.
Yeah, a little bit.
Just a little bit. But with that comes so many familiar faces.
Sure.
You know, that myself and all the officers love about, you know, Harvey Cedars and LBI. So the summertime is fun, and we can interact with those people that we haven't seen. And over the years, that you create these relationships and these bonds with the people who continue to come down and rent, or the homeowners that, you know, aren't fortunate enough to, you know, to spend it all year.
Mm-hmm.
So really, I think for me, it's just, you know, it's just the people that make up the Harvey Cedars and LBI that just makes it so fun.
There we go. Chief, pleasure as always. Thanks for coming on and talking about some summertime this time.
Yeah, this is great. Thank you both. Stay well.
Look forward to having you on again soon, Chief. That is Harvey Cedars Police Chief Robert Bernafort talking about summer safety, summer responsibility, and summer fun this summer in Harvey Cedars. LBI, go check out all the great things in Harvey Cedars and be safe, everybody.
Town Square Media's Jersey Shore Journal with Vin Ebenu.
School is out. What will the kids be doing this summer? There are ways that you can make sure that the kids have fun, have a good time, going to camp, playing ball, going outdoors, whatever it is, and also provide opportunities for them to learn this summer. Provide those educational opportunities so the kids aren't sleeping in all day and just doing nothing but playing video games. Dr. Stacy Dumas joined me for a recent conversation in a news piece you may have heard. Here is the full conversation that I had. Dr. Stacy Dumas is a child psychiatrist at Jersey Shore University Medical Center with Hackensack Meridian Health. And Dr. Dumas and I discussed ways that parents can help shape their kids' summer routines, from when to wake up, when to go to bed, different things to do, different activities to do, with siblings, going out and reading. So it's a really impactful conversation as school is out and you want your kids to have fun this summer, but also to learn something as well. And the summer, I assure you, will fly. Here is the conversation that I had recently with Dr. Stacy Dumas. As summer vacation begins, how can parents structure what their kids are doing this summer so that the kids are productive? Maybe it's going outside, learning something, doing something educational. What are some ways that parents can structure or help structure what their kids are doing this summer so that they can get the most out of it and I guess, aren't solely relying on sleeping in all day or just playing video games.
which is funny. No, I think that parents really need to plan ahead and stay organized. So start looking at all the different things that their kids might be interested in. You know, the Monmouth and Ocean County, the parks websites have some great options. You know, talking to other parents, seeing what their local rec websites have available, and really plan out what kids are going to be doing each and every week so that they have things to look forward to and lots of opportunities to get outside, be involved in active play, whether that's, a sport or sometimes enjoying water or whatever they might want to do, and socializing, getting out there with their kids, whether that's a team sport or just a play date, but making sure they're really focused on those things over the summer, and also making sure that their kind of educational needs aren't falling off. So for young kids, that might be like some story time at the library. Older kids, maybe a book club or just some reading time into their day. But really, you know, having a structured organization from the start, I think, is so helpful.
Is there, I guess, a good way for along those lines for parents to monitor what the kids are doing, or let them kind of, I guess, make their own choices this summer with what they would like to do in terms of fun or activities or hanging out with friends or any of that?
Well, I think it's really important for parents to let the kids kind of lead the way. So let them help pick, like whether they want to do, you know, a soccer camp or whether they're interested in art, want to, you know, I'm at an art camp, art at home. So really let the kids lead the way on what activities would be important to them. Now, that doesn't include them saying, okay, I'm going to sleep in all day and play video games. You know, encourage more productive things and more outdoor play and things like that. But you really don't want to put your kids in things that they're not going to enjoy. You want to follow their lead, things that are going to be stimulating, that they're passionate about, but that help build skills and socialization. I've always loved, you know, signing them up for camp, even if it's a rec camp where they can, you know, go socialize, and then, you know, maybe a soccer club or, and also being very prepared at home. So when they have those play dates, there's lots of activities for them to do, whether they want to do art or, you know, play water balloons or slip and slide or, you know, ride bikes, that there's lots of choices for them.
And there's, you know, obviously, of course, unless you're waking up for a camp or something like that, no school in the summer. And, you know, I don't know, maybe sometimes parents, you know, let their kids stay up a little later if something's going on or they're doing a certain activity. But how important is it to have kids on some sort of a routine or a structure in terms of, you know, a bedtime or what time they're getting up and kind of getting their day going in the summertime?
Yeah, I think that the summer is the place for a little bit more wiggle room. But it's where we still, you always want to maintain healthy habits, meaning that they have, you know, getting enough sleep at night means having some type of appropriate bedtime, you know, eating somewhat healthy, getting outdoor activities. So you want to keep some structure to their day. But then on the other hand, it's got the opportunity to have, you know, a fun party with family over or something. The summer kind of is the time to get that in when they don't have quite the same academic.
And you touched on it a little bit, but what are some fun activities for kids to do in the summertime? You know, things that they could do outside, things that they could do indoors, you know, on those days where it's, you know, rainy or a little too hot. Maybe they just go out in the morning or at night or something like that. But what are some things, fun activities for the kids to do this summer that, you know, parents are coming up with stuff or just to give them ideas, whether that's something that they're doing with them or just something like, hey, you know, maybe go try doing this today or tonight or something like that.
And I think that that's important, what you just said, is that sometimes you want to get right in there and do stuff with your kids. I just bought a blow-up kayak because my children wanted a kayak. They weren't thrilled it was a blow-up, but the first day, my 13-year-old and I went out on it, and a couple days later, my 16-year-old and his friends, and we just put it in on a local boat ramp, like a public boat ramp. So I think just getting out there and enjoying activities, whether it's a hike, a bike ride, a walk, you know, something more active if that's what your family enjoys, or a pick soccer game or football game in the neighborhood. Just really getting out there and doing those activities. And then maybe if it is a rainy day or you have time at home, I mean, playing board games, painting together, baking something. Like, it's really about that quality time with family and friends.
I think that's all the questions I got. This is great stuff. But I'll leave the last question up to you. If there's anything you want to add about summertime or summertime activities for kids or anything along those lines.
Well, I just think that there's so much to do at the shore. So just, looking online and finding all the things and then really just keeping kids active. Because by keeping kids active, all of the use of video games and phones and stuff will just naturally decrease if we keep them active and moving. And whether the parents are able to do that themselves or whether they have a babysitter with them, I think it's just important to keep them moving.
Absolutely. There we go. I mean, listen, when I was a kid, I wanted to be outside every day. So,
my kids all still do that. They're always out riding the bike, pick up football games at the turf to go to at the high school, bounce around from friend's house to friend's house. The 16-year-old, he does. In the afternoon, one day it's golf, he's playing. Next day it's grabbing the kayak. So my kids are all really still involved. So honestly, if they're on the Xbox, it doesn't even faze me because they've already had sports practice and, done all these other things. And yeah, we do all kinds of card games or other things. So you kind of, that stuff now decreases in time when you're doing some other things together.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, all about a little bit of balance.
Yeah. So I do think it's great to get in some of the educational stuff as well. A little bit of free time at the library or a book club, can't hurt.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I did that too growing up with like a summer read list or go to the library and grab a couple books or whatever.
Yes, absolutely.
Appreciate your time as always. Look forward to connecting again at some point soon on another story.
Okay, thanks.
Town Square Media's Jersey Shore Journal with Vin Avenue.
Well, it's time for me to say goodbye and goodnight, but we do have a full look at what's going on in Jersey Shore news on our free Town Square Media family of apps here in Monmouth and Ocean counties. Have a great night and great week ahead, everybody. Talk to you soon.
This has been Jersey Shore Journal with Vin Avenue, a public affairs presentation of Town Square Media. Join us again next week as we keep you informed about important issues affecting Monmouth and Ocean counties. If you have a story you'd like us to cover on Jersey Shore Journal, please email the host, vin.avenue@townsquaremedia.com.